Hi, welcome to Veerdas's podcast, the Delhi edition. Now I know what you're thinking. Why is your bathroom so tacky? Because I'm in Delhi. Is that a flower print behind you? Because I'm in Delhi, bhai. Why did you just call me a bhai? Because I'm in Delhi. Well, did you bring the lully lamp with you this time? Oh, so you don't need the lully lamp anywhere but to Delhi, huh? Yes, because he fits in Delhi. Big head, small. Let's begin with our top story of the week segment I like to call Big Shit. So Sonia Gandhi came out all guns blazing this week, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. All bofors blazing. When she was asked about her recent court cases, she was quoted as saying,
I am the daughter-in-law of Indira Gandhi. I am not afraid of anything.
What, like, not even like chipkalis or like sorcerers? Now, there are two possible interpretations to this statement. Number one,
I have been in a family of politicians all my life. I know how this stuff goes.
Oh, you think this shit is scary? You should have met my mother-in-law.
Whoo!
Now, madam, with due respect, being Indira Gandhi's daughter-in-law is a couple of things. It is, for instance, a legacy, some court cases, a huge inheritance. Shh. But the one thing it is not is a superpower. It doesn't just absolve you of all fear. You're Italian, not an avatar. It won't suddenly work in all fear-related situations.
Ew, a spider! I am the daughter-in-law of Indira Gandhi.
Oh my god, a typhoon heading towards the Philippines!
I am the daughter-in-law of Indira Gandhi.
Oh my god, Loki has stolen the Tesseract again and has killed all of the Avengers, including Iron Man.
I am the daughter-in-law of Indira Gandhi.
I'm really sorry, madam, but if you want people to think you're fearless, don't say,
I am the daughter-in-law of Indira Gandhi.
Instead, why don't you try saying,
I raised Rahul Gandhi. You try teaching that kid multiplication.
This chick is fearless.
Okay, Rahul. 2 × 7 is?
Youth empowerment?
Katsarore. Okay. 1 × 7 is?
Youth empowerment.
Okay. 0 × anything is?
The number of votes we are going to get?
Correcto, good boy.
Let's move on to everything else that happened in the week segment we like to call Quick Shit. This is a really interesting story, ladies and gentlemen. So this week, the government decided to auction off some of the pieces of property and items that belong to Dawood Ibrahim. I'm not sure how it went, but I don't know too many people who would buy stuff that belonged to the Don in a public auction. How does that even go?
Hey, chal. Pahla item, buy cover, sofa ka flat. Apun isko na 2 crore mein niptayega. Jo ladki log milega na flat ke andar, wo bhi tera hai. Move. Chal. 2 crore going once, going twice.
Alright, this is a cool story. The Dalai Lama came out this week and said that in his opinion, 90% of Indians are tolerant. That's right, 90%. And we all know that must be true because, hey, the Dalai Lama said it. I'm sorry, I trust the Dalai Lama for many things, you know, such as wisdom, enlightenment, toga fashion. Statistics is not one of them. Also, where does the Dalai Lama get access to stats? Does he get onto the Wi-Fi network at the monastery? Is there like a llamastats.com? Or maybe it's intuition.
Lama Suresh?
Yes, His Holiness.
I believe that 90% of India is tolerant.
Ooh, is that like a fact?
No. But if you believe something, then it will be.
Ooh.
I believe India is tolerant. So it will be tolerant.
So did you also believe that like Tibet was never going to be invaded?
Yeah, go f*** yourself, Suresh.
Here's another really cool story. This week, Donald Trump came out and said that all Muslims should be banned and barred entry to the United States of America. I don't really have a punchline here. I just wanted to say this. Donald Trump is a c***. He is a c***. Like a big c***. Like if your caffeine content measured how much of a truth you are, Donald Trump is the triple espresso of. He's like a Grande. In 20 years, when the Oxford Dictionary officially accepts the word under the word which comes after like chunky or chum or something, you will see a picture of Donald Trump that just says. This is a really big story, ladies and gentlemen. So India and Pakistan are talking again. It's really cool. Yeah, and there's no cricket match and there's no bookies, like legitimately talking. And it's Sushma Swaraj who did this. She sent them like a little olive branch and then they sent back like an opium tree and people got high and shit. It was nice. Now, apparently Sushma Swaraj set up high level security talks on terrorism and border trading for India and Pakistan. The talks happened though undercover in Bangkok. Look, I'm sorry, I just don't think Bangkok is the best place to talk about terrorism. Not unless you plan to kill terrorism long time. There's bound to be a few distractions. Okay, let's talk terrorism. Ji Janab.
You want tuk tuk?
No, we are talking terror. Ji Janab.
Okay, you want tiger temper?
Look, man, this is an important step for our nations, alright? Ji Janab.
Okay, you want massage?
Listen, man, terrorism is a global problem, alright? Yeah, bro, Ji Janab.
Massage have happy ending.
You know, sir, our nations have been at war for a very long time. I think this story deserves a happy ending. Ji Janab.
Okay, 5,000 baht, no refund.
And that brings us to a segment we like to call Serious Shit. Because, you know, India-Pakistan talks have gone through various different stages, you know what I mean? Blah, 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 blah! Blah, 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 blah! And then there was a stage where it was sort of... Then we had the other stage, which was kind of... Blah, 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 blah. And now it's this weird stage where India's sort of like,
everybody, go to Pakistan!
Huh? But there are literally two reactions every time India and Pakistan begin to talk to each other. They need to admit they are terrorists. They also need to admit they are terrorists. And of course, the more popular reaction, which is Sachin! Sachin! But we all seem to have this common sentiment in India, at least, which is that Indians are totally different than Pakistanis. So let's talk about a couple of the differences between India and Pakistan. Shall we? If you live in Pakistan, the government and religion tell you that you cannot eat certain types of meat.
India doesn't eat beef.
Hey, Pakistani women are barred from wearing like revealing clothes, okay?
Indian women are assaulted for wearing revealing clothes.
Hey, in Pakistan, everybody has beards, not compulsory.
India is full of hipsters.
Pakistanis, when they travel abroad, they are called Pakis, okay?
Indians, when we travel abroad, we are called Pakis, okay?
Pakistanis have like a corrupt cricket team who like fixes matches and stuff. Hey, these Pakistanis just have like these musicians on Coke Studio, okay?
Hey, India has lots of Pakistani musicians on Coke Studio, okay?
Hey, Pakistan is just violent because they've got too many Muslims, okay?
India has more Muslims than Pakistan, okay?
Hey, all these Pakistani liberals live in Pakistan.
Indian liberals are told to live in Pakistan.
Pakistan has like beautiful women.
India has beautiful women.
Pakistan has like beautiful men.
India is importing beautiful Pakistani men.
Pakistan has like a government that is totally authoritarian and doesn't listen to its people's voice, okay? So as you can see, totally different. This is a really cool story. Mark Zuckerberg, ladies and gentlemen, or as you know him, Healthy Jesse Eisenberg, gave away $45 billion because of the birth of his daughter. And I think this is the important lesson that we can learn from that. Kids, always be generous and do charity. And number two, kids, don't be an asshole to people. Because if you do, you'll have to spend $45 billion to get them to like you again. And now it's time for a segment we like to call Crappy Ads. Let's talk about Sunita, ladies and gentlemen.
Get up, utho. Wake up, yeah.
What's going on?
Kya, yaar? Ho gaya sabka good night.
Thank you, guys. That's a good night.
More music.
Okay, guys. Wait. Picture abhi baki hai.
What? Now, you know Sunita by many names. There's the Airtel 4G girl.
Oh,
20 years from now, ladies and gentlemen, there will come a time when Sunita has taken over everything, runs everything, is uber powerful, and people will need to come together to stop her.
Hi, guys!
Oh, no, it's the Airtel girl. I don't want to die.
Okay, everybody put your phones up in the air.
I don't want to die.
What network are you on?
I'm on Idea.
Idea? Idea? Now everybody, what do we say? 4G! 4G!
Put the phone down, Sunita.
Oh yeah? Who's gonna make me?
Kya aapke toothpaste mein namak hai?
This town isn't big enough for both of us, Colgate.
Actually, Sunita, there's more than just two of us.
Kafta, 4G!
Is sandas se tumko nikalna hoga, Sunita.
Go f*** yourself, Harpik. You don't know who you're messing with.
I'm back.
Maggie?
Tumhare kitan ko nikalna hoga.
Dettol?
Looks like shit is getting dark in here.
Fair and lovely.
Well, if that's the way it's gonna be, that's the way it's gonna be.
4G! Namak! Namak! Blue shit! 4G! Lead content! 4G! Racist hangover of colonial oppression!
4G! 3G! 2G! She's gone.
For now. But she'll be back.
I am Optimus Prime. And I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.